Vi ste uz SBS na srpskom.
Nalazimo se u pozorištu u Essendonu gde je upravo završena predstava Neobičan par Nila Simona. U predstavi je učestvovao jedan mladi glumac srpskog porekla sa kojim smo imali intervju ranije, Michael Todorović. Ali pre nego što čujemo Michaela, da čujemo kako je publika reagovala na predstavu. Ovde imamo jednog člana iz publike. Šta nam možeš reći o predstavi?
Veoma sam uživao, kao da sam gledao film. Preporučio bih svima da dođu da pogledaju, veoma je smešna, ima komedije i nadam se da bi svi složili, ne bih puno da odajem, ali veoma je interesantno.
Zašto ti se čini kao film?
Pa, bukvalno ne osjetiš kako brzo prođe vreme i jednostavno je toliko uzbudljivo.
Je li imaš neki omiljeni lik? Ko ti se naročito dopao?
Pa, rekao bih Manolo. Nije zato što on je glumio, ali rekao bih Manolo, zato što on je jedinstven. U smislu da je španac i veoma je interesantno.
Dobro. Zašto bi preporučio predstavu?
Ima dosta komedije i veoma su zanimljive teme. Ne bih puno da odajem, pa...
Ono što je meni bilo jako zanimljivo jeste i neobičan raspored sedenja.
Da.
Jer smo sedeli za stolovima kao da. U restoranu i bili smo gotovo deo scene. Inače, kako ti se dopala scenografija?
Veoma interesantno, pogotovo sve kako su razmještavali po sceni kako je bilo drugačije.
Veoma detaljno urađeno, svaka scena je zaista veoma impresivno propraćena scenografijom i kostimima.
Da.
Sada ćemo nekoliko reči da razgovaramo sa Michaelom. So, Michael, so this is the fourth night, is it?
No, this is the third night.
Third night. We
opened on Thursday. And yeah, this is the third night now.
How does it feel?
Look, it feels good. You know, every night is different. And the main thing for me is just I'm very grateful just to be out there on the stage with a wonderful group of cast and, you know, backstage crew. I'm just really just enjoying it. This is kind of like the part where you soak everything in. You do the performance and then, because that's it.
I think that the character that you play and your brother in this play, they sort of got a lot of positive vibes from the audience. They were really, really well received from where I was sitting. So congratulations on doing the accent.
Thank you very much. No, look, that's always the aim with a play like this. When you don't have a lot of stage time, you've got to make, you know, the most of it. So quality over quantity. And our goal was, you know, as soon as we come there, bang, we've got to get the audience on our side. And then, you know, we did all the work that we needed to. So that way, you know, you guys are able to receive, you know, these two lovely gentlemen and be like, I actually like these guys. You know, they're pretty funny, you know, a bit awkward at times, but they're real gentlemen.
Warm-hearted, I would also say.
Yeah, yeah.
There to help in their way.
Of course.
Well, tell me, what's your favorite part of the dialogue? Because I've noticed that there is a lot of very good quality dialogue in this play. Was it challenging to bring from script on stage? And what's your favorite part and what's your most challenging part?
I think the great thing with this bit of writing is it's very alive. I feel like there's a lot of dialogue, like good dialogue, but it can be, you know, there's a lot of work to bring it to life. Whereas this, the first time I read it, like, it evoked such emotion out of me, like, you know, laughing, even crying. And I was like, this, it's alive, like it's jumping out of the page at me. So to bring it onto stage, it was, a lot of the work was already there. Then it was just about, you know, kind of, I guess, finding it out, you know, just making it very fine and precise and delicate. So a lot of the work was already done for us with such really good writing, in my opinion.
Tell me, how do you relate to Manolo? How much of you there is in him, or is it completely different?
Look, I'm a firm believer that in any character you play, there's at least one similarity you have. So for me with Manolo, we always look for the best in people. That's, I think, a trait that we both share to a T. We're always looking for the best in people.
Well, thank you. And one final recommendation, because it can come from me as a member of audience. It's really a special setting that you have here. I haven't experienced this before.
Yep.
And what do you think that the audience will be thinking about now on their way home? What do you think they will take from this?
I guess speaking with other audience members from the previous nights as well as tonight, it's kind of reaffirmed what, again, the goal was that, you know, they go home, the audience, and they're like, wow, like, you know, such tragic stories, but it's you can't help but laugh. So, you know, there's, as much as there is tragedy, there's comedy, and vice versa. As much as there is comedy, there's tragedy.
I think that the director put it like, you laugh so that you don't cry.
Yeah.
I think that's in the
Well, because in doing a bit of research for Manolo, because part of the character description was he's a good laugher. So I looked into laughing, and laughing, it's expressing your own form of silent communication.
That's an interesting way to put what laughing is.
Yeah, because you think about it, like, we laugh sometimes when we're nervous. We laugh when we feel awkward, you know. So there's different times we try to feel the air, you know, even like, say, you know, I finish this sentence and then, you know, you kind of laugh at the end just to try to feel the space.
Okay, so do you think the audience will be sort of also laughing on the way back and thinking about their...
I hope so. You know, I think there are a lot of, you know, very funny and comedic moments that, you know, hopefully the audience does, you know, take with them on the way home. But for me, I'm just grateful that we do have an audience that comes here and supports us, and, you know, if we are able to impart something on them, then, you know, a massive bonus.
Hvala na razgovoru, Michael.
Nema na čemu.
I sve najbolje u predstojećim predstavama. To je u četvrtak 30. novembra, petak 1. decembra i subota 2. decembra.
2. decembra.
To je subota, ali tako?
Si. See, there you go, straight back into Manolo, see.
Ja sam Nataša Kampark, vi slušate SBS radio na srpskom jeziku. Bio je to razgovor sa Majklom Todorovićem, glumcem u predstavi Neobičan par, brodvejskog pisca Nila Simona.
Želite da čujete još priča poput ove? Slušajte nas na Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ili odakle god slušate podcast.